This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rays Radio Network proudly presents This Week in Rays Baseball. Here's your host, Neil Solons.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to our latest podcast. This one is going to focus on the Rays minor league system. There are a couple of reasons for that. For one, the Rays have announced their staffing changes in the minors for 2023, and there are many of them. And the reason the minors are certainly so important for the Rays is because developing prospects is the lifeblood of the organization. So it's not only the prospects themselves that are important, but who's helping develop them. And if you're wondering why are there a lot of changes, well, it begins at the major league level, because there were three key minor league staff members that moved from the minors to the majors, and that creates a trickle-down. You had Durham manager Brady Williams, who's now the Rays' third base coach, Jorge Moncada, who went from minor league pitching coordinator to bullpen coach, taking over for the retiring Stan Baroski, and of course Paul Hoover, who was with the Rays working with the catchers, is now bench coach in Kansas City, and he was replaced by Tomas Francisco, who was the minor league catching coordinator. So that begins your trickle-down. We've got a full list of all the changes on our blog, but for purposes of this podcast, we're going to chat with five individuals that I feel are in especially important roles. For one, Durham manager Michael Johns, who is moving from field coordinator back to the dugout. Number two is Blake Butera. Blake is the co-manager for Team Italy in the WBC, led Charleston to a championship, and this year he's moving to field coordinator, handling that along with Alejandro Freire. Jared Sandberg is a familiar name. You may remember he was Durham's manager before Brady Williams. Well, after going to Seattle and then San Diego in different roles, he has now rejoined the Rays organization and will oversee base running and outfield work. We're also going to chat with two new pitching coordinators. Rolando Garza this year will be joined by two guys who are coaches in the system, Jim Paddock and Alberto Bastardo, and we'll hear from them both. We'll begin, though, with Durham manager Michael Johns and how going back to the dugout after being field coordinator came about.
Well, it's kind of a long process. Obviously Brady Williams, deservingly so, got a chance coaching the big leagues, and he's one of my best friends. Really happy for him. But once that move happened, my mind started turning a little bit towards managing again. I think over the last 5 years, I've really enjoyed the role of field coordinator. But you look at the game from a different lens, and really kind of miss that intimacy of being with the players day in and day out, the same guys every day. And I think that over the weeks to come after the decision was made, I started really putting some thought into it and reached out to a lot of people that I respect their opinion. Reached out to Jeff McLaren, obviously, Mitch Lukovic, Bobby Heck, and Cashy and E, and all those guys that have a lot of experience and a lot of see things a little bit differently than probably I do. And to a man, all of them were like, this is going to be a really good step for you and us. So once all those guys said the exact same thing, I said, this is a no-brainer. And I remember, we had some guys in line, in terms of managers in the minor leagues that would be really good in Durham. But as we started talking through it, and I'm talking to my wife, I'm like, I kind of hope that it does kind of fall in my lap. And she's like, well, that should tell you, but it wasn't an easy decision. I loved field coordinating, loved traveling around and see all the players, having more of a global view and kind of a bigger impact, but really a more of a longer term impact on the major league team. And this will be more of a direct impact, more of an immediate impact, kind of under the hood a little bit more with the day in and day out stuff from AAA, the big league. So it's going to be fun. I mean, you can't imagine. I mean, obviously, if you've been to Durham, any people listening, like, there's not a better spot out there. It definitely isn't the minor leagues. It feels like the big leagues. It's just such a great environment. So a lot of things came together at the right time. And again, I leaned on a lot of people that I really respect their opinion.
So 5 years having been in the field coordinator role, how do you think all of that experience will make you a better manager?
Well, I hope it does, Neil. I don't know. We'll see. But I think that just seeing more of a global view, I think when you manage, you kind of get some blinders on, and you can sometimes be a little bit short-sighted. So I think, you know, having stepped back from managing and have more of like that macro view is going to really help me, I think, on the day in and day out, you know, getting players better and getting to the big leagues.
Since Brady, you had mentioned, is a very good friend, what have you asked him about the greatest challenges of managing in Durham? Because AAA is a different animal than, let's say, managing some of the other levels you've been at before.
Yeah, well, luckily enough, you know, when Brady took the Durham job, I think 3 years ago, you know, obviously our communication never stopped. So I kind of went through the season with him the last few years and saw what went well, what didn't go well, you know, mistakes that all of us make, the mistakes that maybe a AAA manager could make, and then also – you know, what really worked. So, you know, lately the conversations have been more joyful with Brady getting to the big leagues and, you know, me kind of stepping in this new role. And we haven't really gotten to the intimacy of it, but, you know, we'll be living together in spring training. So a lot of conversations will be had at night over some dinner and a couple of cocktails.
Because it is different, because you've got guys who are hoping to get to the big leagues for the first time. You've got guys who have come down and hoping to get back to the big leagues. You guys who haven't been there in a while and are hoping for that chance. And some feel they deserve it. Some feel that, you know, they need to earn it. There's all different kinds of individuals to manage, really.
There is. It's certainly a lot of different situations every day. And every day will bring a new scenario and a different challenge. But I think that the way that we've kind of looked at it is those are our guys. I mean, those guys have come up almost to a man, have come up through our system. Now, granted, there's going to be some pitchers that we had to sign for insurance, things of that nature. But by and large, the bulk of the team are going to be raised guys that came up through the system. They know what is expected of them. And that makes the job a lot easier. Sometimes when you have a lot of different guys from a lot of different affiliates, it becomes a little bit tougher. But I think these guys that were, you know, drafted with us or even traded from at an early age, they know what we expect. They know what's you know, that we're going to be real with them. We're going to be truthful for them. And at the end of the day, we want the same thing they want. We want them to play in the big leagues. We want them to stay here forever. So as long as we're all pulling in the same direction, I think that we kind of get ahead of the problems.
Will it mean something extra special for you the first time you actually bring a guy into your office to tell him they're going to the big leagues?
Yeah, well, I think, I mean, obviously that's the coolest part. But I remember, you know, I've seen Brady do it a bunch. I was happened to be there when Jared was managing and saw him do it. But as far as me personally telling a guy, I don't think I did it till 2020 and during the COVID year, we told Josh Fleming in front of the whole group that he was going to the big league. So other than that one, I haven't really done it myself. So, yeah, that'll be really cool, especially when it's the first time and you get all the guys together and it'll be neat.
We'll hear from Blake in a little bit, but tell us what it'll be like for him now moving into a role you had similarly.
Yeah, Blake's a rock star. He's really good at what he does. He's a really good manager. And, you know, I think he had that innate ability to see things globally. And I think we saw that. And even the ages, he's just a young guy. He's still able to see things differently. So I think that stood out to us. So when we started talking about, you know, if I was going to the role of Durham, you know, who's kind of, you know, fill the void, and you know, his name kept coming up, and you know, after talking to him and making sure that we're good by him and that's something that he wanted to do, I think it all kind of fell into place within a few weeks. But he's going to be good. You know, he's thorough, he's very well respected on the players, he's obviously been successful as a manager. He's going to be really good, and we're not going to lose a beat.
After 5 years in the role you were in, how much better do you feel from that macro level about the organization as a whole, the minor league system?
I feel pretty good about it. And I certainly don't want to leave, you know, I think the thing that I struggle with is like Blake and Al are going to obviously be the field coordinators, and I need to kind of step back and let them do their thing, but also certainly going to try to help them, advise them on some things that are going to come up throughout the year that they didn't anticipate. It certainly happened with me my first few years, and I had someone to lean on in Hoffie and Bill Evers, and you know, you just need guys with experience that have been through it and how they handle the situation. But as far as me personally, yeah, I hope it helps. I mean, I hope that, you know, me seeing this bigger picture, the macro view, helps me with the micro.
And do you feel better 5 years later just about the talent level in the organization, like where it was, let's say, when you started in that role, and maybe how far it's come with the drafts, the international, the player development?
Yeah, it's a really good conversation. Obviously, we want guys to come up here and be perennial all-stars. We want guys to come up here and help the major league team win. But, you know, it's fun to win in the minor leagues. Like, let's not kid ourselves. We keep score for a reason. We want to win. We want to win championships. We think that creates an environment that will hopefully, you know, blend itself into the big leagues. But, you know, we were talking about the other day, when I managed, you'd be lucky if one of the minor league teams were in the, even in the playoffs, you know. And not that we didn't have good players, but not to the extent we have now. So I guess a long-winded answer is, yeah, we've got really good players. And I mean, you don't win three championships every year. No one does that without having really good players. So it's going to be a fun year for all of us. It's going to be a fun year for the new field coordinators. It'll be a fun year for all the new coordinators and all the new managers, and I'm certainly looking forward to it. I can't wait. I don't know if I've been as excited as, you know, for a season to start as I am this year.
And athletically, is that the thing that really stands out when you look at the overall group up and down the system?
Yeah, I think athletically that certainly stands out. But I think if you probably asked other teams, there just isn't a lot of weaknesses. You know, everyone has their top 25 prospects, you know, and you could debate those. But it's like, even if a guy's not in our top 25, he's a really good player, and he might not be in our top 100. He's a really good player. So I just don't think there's that drop off that other organizations have, that we don't have that big drop off of player, you know, player A to player B.
That is Michael Johns, Durham manager. And other than Morgan Ensberg in AA, the look for Rays minor league managers is different. Again, all found on our blog, raysradio.mlblogs.com. Blake Butera is replacing Johns now as one of the organization's two field coordinators. He managed the winningest team in the minors last year in Charleston. So we started with how and why the change occurred.
Yeah, I think first and foremost, I think we saw, you know, as we got into the offseason this year, a lot of staff turnover. And a huge congrats to Brady Williams, Jorge Moncada, and Tomas Francisco, all three of them. This was, you know, we all saw it coming. And just super happy for them to get the opportunity to come to the big leagues and ultimately help our big league staff and big league players win a World Series. So once some of that started to shake out, there were a lot of, you know, talks and rumors going around about what was going to happen, this and that. And it wasn't really until, you know, early December, during the winter meetings, actually, where Jeff, you know, came up to me and kind of basically asked what my thoughts were on this possibility, and this was kind of the direction they wanted to go, and have MJ go manage our team in Durham, and me kind of slide into his role, and gave me a little bit of time to think about it. And, you know, right away I was really intrigued and excited about it.
Before they brought it up, had it even crossed your mind, or were you thinking, well, maybe I'll manage move up a level or something of that nature?
Yeah, it hadn't really crossed my mind. It's something that I've always, you know, wanted to do at some point in my career. But, you know, we get so so stuck in what we're doing right now and trying to do a good job of really just helping our players get better that the rest of the stuff is so hard to figure out. And we have some really good people with Jeff and George and Simon that do a really good job of lining things up in the best way to help our players ultimately. So just kind of sat back and waited to see what was going to happen.
You have been very successful, though, as a minor league manager. The team you were with last year won more games than any team in the minor leagues and were, you know, graded as the team of the year, and you're co-managing Team Italy. What will it be like for you not to manage this year and take off the managing hat and play the field coordinator role?
Yeah, I think I might have a better answer for you in June or July when we've gone through a few months of the season. But so far, it's been great. You know, it's been great to really get to see all of our players from the Dominican Academy up through AAA and be around the staff and be able to, you know, have communication and some conversations with staff members and players. And I've really enjoyed being able to be around all the guys just this week.
How much will it help? I'm sure you've had conversations with Michael Johns just about what it was like for him. And also Alfredo is still there in a coordinator role to work with him too.
Yeah, both of them have been instrumental in my career thus far. You know, they've both been people that have been there since day one. And they've always looked out for me and wanted the best and have been really good people to lean on and ask questions and get perspectives from. And I value their opinion immensely, and they've been great.
What suggestions have they? I'm sure there's been conversations, questions that have been asked. What are some of the things that they've said to you that really have stuck?
You know, I think for one, just communication is the biggest thing. Our department's so big now, and it's changing so much. Communication with staff members, communication with players, being, you know, clear and transparent on what we're trying to do. not much is really going to change. We have really good people in this organization. We have really good players. So really just letting them do their thing and being there to answer any questions and give some guidance.
You have managed a lot of players now in the system. How much does that benefit you? And how much does it help to maybe not have seen a guy for a year or two and now just see what they've evolved into?
Yeah, I think you nailed it. I'm really excited for the group that I've had the last couple of years. Last year, obviously, I'll get to see them, that group move up or the guys that remain in Charleston. I'll get to see them again fresh off of last season. And then also the group that I had years prior that I haven't seen in a couple of years that have moved up the ranks a bit, and just excited to see how their careers have progressed, any changes that they've made, and just kind of help continue to develop them throughout their journey.
So give us a feel and give our fans a feel what you'll be doing as a field coordinator. Are Al and you kind of splitting duties, some seeing some teams, some seeing others? You're all seeing all of them. How will that all work?
Yeah, so we'll both continue to see all of our affiliates. We're going to travel from Durham down to the Dominican. Al will still be the direct person in charge of our Dominican Academy as well as our Complex League, and he'll handle Charleston. I will oversee our team in Montgomery and our team in Bowling Green, but still travel to all of our affiliates and help all of our staffs and players throughout the organization.
And as you've gotten to watch a couple weeks of some of these camps, is there anyone who jumps off the page? Wow, they really grew up a lot physically, or they look a whole lot different than they did the last time I saw them.
You know what? I feel like I go through a list of players. There wasn't anyone that came into this camp looking overweight or like they haven't done anything the last several months. I'm really impressed with the way a lot of this group looks. You know, Carson comes in looking strong, looks like he even grew another inch or two. You have really big physical guys, you know, Ryan Cermak, strong kid. Mason Auer continues to get stronger and faster. There really aren't many where you're like, whoa, like, you know, they need to pump the brakes a bit or they need to kind of get going on the right page. It looks like the whole group that we have here have really, really gotten after it this offseason, and they have a real goal in mind, and it's really impressive and exciting.
And you have seen kind of the organization evolve. It seems like the athleticism among the group has grown a little bit throughout the organization over the last couple of years.
Yeah, the athleticism stands out tremendously. You know, all these guys here, they're bigger, stronger, faster. They're in the cage hammering balls. I don't know if it's because we're in an indoor cage, but it's loud noises in there, and it's fun to watch. You know, just the work ethic in general, and you hit on the athleticism. That's something where our organization has really grown the last couple of years. So hats off to our strength coaches, our sports science team, our nutritionists. This group of players are bigger, stronger, and faster.
Because of the way the game is evolving, is that more important now than ever? And what I mean by that is the rule changes at the big league level, the lack of shifting, the fact that, you know, all the two infielders have to be on each side to begin. The outfielders have to be set a certain way. There's, you know, a pitch clock. There's a certain number of throws that a pitcher can make over to first base, whether it's on the bases, in the field, at the plate. I would assume athleticism means even that much more.
Yeah, I think the first, you know, few months of the big league season will tell us a lot in terms of what type of player is going to have success in this game. But ultimately what it comes down to is the most athletic players in the big league seem to have really good careers. And kind of to your point, the one rule change that stands out the most is the limited pickoff attempts. You know, I think you're going to see stolen bases come back, and it's really helpful to have some athletic players that can run a little bit. And obviously we value speed at a premium, as does the rest of the industry. But we have some guys that can really run, and I'm excited to see how many bases they can steal this year.
Enjoy watching them and helping them grow, and congratulations on the new role, and good luck with Team Italy as well.
Thanks, Neil. Always appreciate it.
That's Blake Butera. A lot of changes in the Rays system at the minor league level, a lot of it about being comfortable being uncomfortable. Jared Sandberg certainly would apply there. He's returning as the outfield and base running coordinator. Last with the Rays, he managed Durham and AAA and was quite successful. And he's also familiar here, having spent two decades on the field, not only as a coach and manager, but as a player too. In fact, this is where it all started.
Yeah, it's incredible to you know, come back here, where a place where I was drafted in 1996, and I really grew up here as a person and a baseball person as well. I mean, like, spent over 20 years here before, you know, getting an opportunity to go back home, put on the Seattle Mariner uniform, and having the opportunity to come back here is special because it's in a new role. Like, I've been a manager and in the dugout for, you know, all these years as a coach, and so now to come back here as a outfield base running coordinator, maybe not necessarily my area of specialty, but I did work with the outfielders in Seattle, getting a lot of experience there. But I'm coming back to a place where I know a lot of the people here. It's very comfortable, so I'm in very comfortable colors, so to speak.
So how did those conversations start? Because you mentioned you had been managing. Did it start with first, hey, how about, you know, coming back, and then did it evolve into the outfield base running, or how did that all come down?
Yeah, so unfortunately, after this past season, I was a AAA manager for San Diego Padres in El Paso. We went to the PCL Championship. We won 85 games, and everybody felt like we had a very special season and a winning season, but they wanted to go in a different direction, so it didn't get renewed there from a contract standpoint. So opportunity to be a free agent, and, you know, made some phone calls again, and, fortunately, the Rays had an opportunity for me to come back and an opening, so I went through the interview process, and here I am. So very fortunate that was able to land on my feet and in a very comfortable position.
And you're going through a couple of camps too, so I'm sure a couple of years outside the organization now allows you to get refamiliarized with some of the talented young athletes they have coming through.
Yeah, I mean, as a coordinator, the impact can be felt throughout the entire organization, which will be something that I'm really interested in being able to do versus being a manager or on a affiliate field staff and just impacting the players that pass through there. So it's a way for me to impact the entire organization. And, you know, I went to the Dominican in early December, right after getting the job. So I was able to go down there, see some young players down there, be here in St. Pete for these 2 weeks of mini camps and be around, you know, players. So it's about building relationships, getting to know, you know, names with faces and ability level. And we got a lot of talent in this organization. So it's fun to be around these guys for these 2 weeks. And then it's also about the staff too, getting to know, you know, any new staff I didn't know. And then I'll head back to the Dominican here in a couple of weeks. So they're going through some camps down there and, you know, I continue those relationships. But again, it's about impacting the entire organization, players and staff.
You touched on it to a degree. The organization obviously was very talented when you left. How different, how much better or equal is the talent from when you departed?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like, you know, there's talent, you know, throughout the entire organization, all up and down, you know, all the rosters. So, you know, that makes it a lot more fun for us to work with these players, the staff to come to the ballpark every day and work with talented players. And the players are all eager to, you know, get in work on their deficiencies and get better. And ultimately, I feel like the common goal here is to win a World Series with the Tampa Bay Rays big league team.
And from an athleticism standpoint, I think it becomes even more important going into this year at the major league level and throughout the minors because of the way the rules have changed. I mean, you have fewer throws over for base runners now throughout the minors and now in the majors, and the way the outfields have to set up requires athleticism.
It does. And it's got to see some of the new rules last year, you know, going back to the minor leagues and in AAA, PCL, we used some experimental rules and stuff. So definitely athleticism is put at a premium for all the players with the lack of shifts on the bases, you know, trying to be more creative, how to create some more runs on the base pass with the limited pickoffs. The game is evolving and we all have to evolve in not only how we play it, but also how we teach it.
How much, since you got to see it up close, how much did it change things and how do you think it will play not only at the minor league level, but this year for the first time in the big leagues?
It did change quite a bit. I mean, it forced pitchers to work fast from a pitch clock standpoint, from a lack of disengagement. So, I mean, they had to be ready to go. And you just saw some pitchers that really struggled with, you know, just the speed up. They were used to taking their time, taking a couple deep breaths off the mound and then getting back on and regrouping and then getting to the next pitch. But it happens a lot faster now. You see a lot of the base runners take advantage of pitchers' tells, pitchers' weaknesses, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, like, it's really changing the game in a lot of different ways and more fun for just fan experience and watching the game. And it was a lot of fun managing the game because there was the athleticism that you talked about, but it was also a little bit more aggressive. And being more aggressive, you could take advantage of maybe a catcher that can throw. but you can take advantage of it because the pitcher can't pick off or doesn't want to pick off anymore because he doesn't think he can pick you off. So, like, the game is changing, and it was a lot of fun to be a part of those changes last year.
And I'm guessing you're going to, because of it, your mind maybe will see more offense. And what I mean by that is just more runs in general because of the lack of shifting, the change in the amount of times you can throw over, and just the way you can position outfields.
Yeah, the way that I looked at it last year was like, you know, if 2020 in the minor leagues, which is 20 home runs, 20 stolen bases, I mean, like, how many times did it happen, you know, in the previous 5 years? And then these rules started changing. And, you know, one name that comes to mind was like a Kyle Tucker from the Astros. Like, you know, he was 2020 or something like that. So, like, what is it producing? Well, like 2021, there was like a huge uptick in 2020 seasons that the players had in the minor leagues, and, you know, even more last year. And I think, you know, that's going to be more of like the norm nowadays as the power creeps in and guys are able to steal bases and be aggressive. And again, if, you know, if stealing a base or being more aggressive on the bases without, you know, making an out can create more runs, which would create more wins and get you to the playoffs, then, you know, go ahead. And so, like, if we have the athleticism to do that, let's do it.
You mentioned the ability now to impact, you know, players throughout the organization, throughout the system. But I would imagine from a personal level, too, this is a good thing as well, because you can get home for a weekend or for a couple days during the season. We're looking, to be honest, in the minor leagues, when you're managing a 5-month season, you don't get that opportunity.
Yeah, there is that opportunity to be able to get home. But, you know, first and foremost, it's the job, and wherever, you know, the job or the players need to take me. But yeah, it is a nice little perk to be able to get home now and again and see you know, my wife, and then also Evan and Clara, you know, do their activities. So yeah, it'll be nice to be able to do that at times.
And beyond that, I guess you'll get to minor leagues have changed too over the last several years. We're now, you know, 5 affiliates plus Latin America, where it used to be the 7 or 8 over the last couple of years. That has changed, so it at least probably will allow you to see teams and players a little more frequently in terms of a cycle or a rotation.
Yeah, I think from a scheduling standpoint, we can be creative, whether it's, you know, getting home or getting to the priority players, you know, trying to get to, you know, a player that needs some extra work or extra help or a different set of eyes or a different voice or whatever. It definitely adds some flexibility there. But, you know, with all the affiliates being in kind of a centralized location, like, you can get around to more of those teams a little bit quicker. You know, then again, if you want to see a team for an entire week in 6 games, like, you know, you can stay there for, you know, an entire series.
Well, good luck with it. It's great to have you back, and thanks for a few minutes on the latest podcast.
Good to see you, Neil. Thank you very much.
That's Jared Sandberg, one of the new Rays minor league coordinators, doing so at the outfield and base running area. And certainly there's a lot of different looks with the Rays coordinators. Developing pitching certainly is the lifeblood of this organization, and the 3 coordinators are Rolando Garza. He's working with the AAA guys. Jim Paddock is primarily handling single and double A pitchers, overseeing them after several years coaching at that level.
Well, yeah, it's very exciting. Obviously, being a player for a couple seasons there in the mid 2000s, and then getting hired back as a full time pitching coach in the organization. You know, it's, you see things from afar. You know, with Dick Bosman and Dewey Robinson, when I first got a new organization, being coordinators and kind of what they went through and learning from them throughout my first 6 years as being a pitching coach, and now getting the opportunity to step into the role that they once held, along with Georgie Moncada, who obviously is now in the big leagues. You know, it's obviously an honor, and I'm very humbled by it, knowing that the organization has put some faith in me to fill a role that has had some big shoes. But no doubt that, you know, I'm looking forward to the challenge, looking forward to getting to know some of the younger players that I haven't had a chance to connect with except for spring training. So getting to know them, the new coaches that are in the organization, and to help them along with the process during the season.
What did you mentioned some guys who have been pitching coordinators for the Rays. What did you learn from them, and how do you think those lessons that you did learn will help you in your new role?
I think the biggest thing is communication and, you know, developing a relationship with the coaches and the players. You know, the organizational skills and how they go about their business to not only, obviously, like I said, communicate, but develop initiatives, to develop different developmental processes for each player, and to create a good environment that is a good working environment, which Tampa Bay has had for a number of years. But just to continue that, and you pick something up from everybody that you've been a part with and you've interacted with, and you try and maybe twist it to make it your own. I think just the way they communicated, the way they, their organizational skills and developing and creating certain initiatives throughout for the organization.
What do you know about, let's say, or how close are you with Rolando Garza and Alberto Bastardo, the other coordinators, and how well do you already work together before this even starts with the three of you?
Yeah. With Garza being the coordinator the last couple of years, him just popping in town, but talking with him through different things over the course of the season, I'm looking to develop more of a relationship that I already had with him, and working closely with him. Al, we've coached together. I've been around him a number of seasons that he's been in the organization as a coach, whether through spring training or having conversations with him, as players move up and down, and just seeing how things are going. And now, obviously, having the off season calls to touch base and develop some new initiatives for the season. And just looking forward to diving in a little bit more with these guys. Obviously, we're in the roles for a reason, and we're working together as one to make sure that the organization continues to push the needle forward in the right direction.
How are the responsibilities going to be divvied up? Will you be spending more time with the lower levels, with the upper levels, a mix of all of them? How will you? What's your role?
Yeah, my main focus will be Double A, High A, and Low A. Those three clubs. However, I will get out once or twice to see Durham for a little bit, and obviously I'll go down to the complex to see all the players down there, especially once the draft happens. I'll probably have to go to the Dominican as well, pop in there for a week to oversee some of the things there. But obviously Al will take care of the complex and the DR. He'll handle that. I know he's got a good grasp of what's going on, but, it's always good to head down there to connect with those, coaches that I know already, obviously. And, some of the new players, and for them to get to know me as well. Like I said, I'm eager to know a lot of the younger players that I didn't have a chance to connect with, or that I just knew from spring training, but, seeing them grow and being part of their development process as well.
Since you've been with the organization for a number of seasons now, how good do you feel about the depth now of the pitching within the organization? At least from what you're going to learn a lot more guys that maybe you haven't seen in coming weeks and months.
Yeah. I mean, the depth is never ending, right? I think that's a credit to our scouting department over the years of the great job that they have done identifying talent. And then once they get in the organization, I think the pitching group as a whole, along with the rest of the coaches and leadership groups in the organization, have done an outstanding job of making sure that these guys are put on the right track. Their goals are laid out. Everything is very specific to what they, to what's been identified and what they need to improve upon. It's been a fun journey so far in my, this is my seventh year on the coaching side of things, to seeing where a lot of these younger guys are now getting pushed to the big leagues or have been in the big leagues, or whether or not they're with the organization or not. It's fun seeing a lot of the guys that and have been a part of make their way to the top.
As a coordinator, you're still doing a fair amount of coaching. So tell me how you've grown as a coach since entering the Rays organization.
Yeah, it's definitely been I've coached high school, coached college. Obviously, once you get to the pro ranks, it's a little different animal. And, just bringing the experiences that you had throughout the years, obviously learning from the guys that have done it before you. As I mentioned, Bozzi and Dewey, obviously Marty, RC, Doc, it's probably Nappy that's been in the organization and been all the way up to top. Obviously Kyle and Stan who have been up there. But learning from all those guys who have been there, have done it a number of more years than you have, to see how their process is, as I said earlier, kind of make it your own with, put your own little spin on it and with your personality and how you relate to the players. It's, you know, and the just the coach's growth of what you know, we've gone through on the teaching side of things, and the knowledge side of, there's a lot of information out there. And I think you know, the leadership group when I was a coach has done a great job of pushing the needle forward with us to make us the best coaches as possible. So yeah, I mean, the learning is never ending. You know, the saying I've heard before, you're always becoming, you never fully arrive. And I think that's an understatement, because we never fully get to where we're going, and we never really know it all, because there's always some new information out there and some new things that we can apply to each player.
Would it be fair to say, though, over the years, you've been able to find your voice as a coach?
Yeah, for sure. Notwithstanding, not literally now, since voice is just getting back. But yeah, it's definitely, I mean, listen, as you go through this, you find out a lot about yourself. You find out how to relate to the players a little bit better. You know, every player is different, just like every person's different, right? They are people. So you may relate to one person one way and one player one way, but you have to do it a little bit different way the next. And, you know, over the years, you kind of, you know, I've had that same type of player in the past, or here's how I did it, or talked bouncing ideas off of coaches, things like that. You know, that's where we get better. And that's where we're in it as one, and in it as a collective whole.
Well, best of luck with the new role, Jim. We appreciate a few minutes. Enjoy the weeks, months, and hopefully years ahead in the new opportunity. And we'll talk to you again soon.
I appreciate it, Neil. Thank you very much.
That's Jim Paddock, who, along with Rolando Garza, will handle a lot of the higher-level pitchers in the Rays system. Alberto Bastardo has plenty of history to work with a lot of the youngest pitchers in the Rays organization.
I've been with the Rays for 10 years. My first year was in 2014. I spent 2 years in the Venezuelan Summer League, and then moving to the Dominican Summer League for another 2 years. After that, I got promoted to the Complex League, and spent 3 years in the Complex. And when I got promoted to the Princeton, but after the 2020 season with the pandemic, I just stay at the Complex, and I spent one half of the year with the Durham Bulls in AAA as a bullpen coach, and then as a pitching coach in the FCL. Last year, 1 year with the Bowling Green Hot Rods as a pitching coach, and this year now, the Rays gave me the opportunity to be pitching coordinator in the lower levels, which is, really surprised me with the opportunity. I'm really happy and looking forward to, you know, to help the younger guys and the pitching coaches in the lower levels to improve and help the pitchers to grow, you know, to jump from Dominican Republic to U.S. So, yeah, that's pretty much my talk.
So will you spend most of your time at the Academy or at the Florida Complex League or at some of the A-ball levels, or kind of a mix of all of those?
It's going to be both. Yeah, it's going to be in the lower level. So it's going to be Complex and Dominican Summer League.
So you've had a lot of experience with that. What makes a good pitching coach for young kids?
Details, a lot of details, you know, pay attention to, you know, how the, you know, help the pitchers to be consistent with their delivery, you know, help the pitchers to understand the our philosophy and repeat in the strike zone, which is the huge point, you know, trying to help the pitchers to hit the middle of the play and, develop on a breaking pitch on a change up, a secondary pitch pretty much. But the most part is just, you know, help the pitchers to understand that they need to hit the spot instead of just, you know, throw the ball as hard as they can, which is fine, but they need to hit the spot, you know, to, you know, compete in the strike zone.
How much does it help also to be bilingual in this situation with so many young, talented pitchers from Latin America that the Rays have?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's important. I mean, those guys understand, you know, that they also need to understand that English is very important, you know, the how to manage the language when they come here and, you know, start listening a different language. And that's something that also we have to touch bases a little bit, you know, especially when, you know, we have meetings over there in Latin America. Sometimes we talk in English and also, you know, translate in Spanish. So that way they can start listening a little bit more, you know, and trying to, you know, clean a little bit the ears from the guys. So that's something that we always do.
How good is your relationship with Jim Paddock and also Rolando Garza, the other coordinators?
Really good. I mean, I spent like 5 years with 4 years with Jim here already in the States. We have a really good relationship. We always talk. Last year, we have a lot of conversation, you know, because he was in Double A, I was in High A. So every time we move somebody to Double A, we have to talk. And I mean, I think we are on the same page the whole time. We've been on the same page, and we really enjoy, you know, be together because we try to have some fun, and at the same time, we try to help the pitchers. And like I said, I mean, we're on the same page with Rolando. I think he has already 4 years with the organization, and he's another guy that, I mean, we always talk and communicate as much as we can, especially, you know, because he's the pitching coordinator for 4 years. And that's, I mean, it's a guy that always, you know, have to talk and you know, give me some advice as a coordinator. I mean, I know you don't mention Jorge Moncada, but he's, I grow with him pretty much for, you know, already 10 years. And now he had the opportunity to be in the bullpen in the big leagues, which is great for him. It's a good jump for his career. And I'm very proud of him.
Has Jorge given you much advice about the new opportunity?
Yes. I mean, I've been talking to him pretty much almost every day, you know, asking questions and giving me advice of, you know, how I can do a lot of things because, I mean, in Latin America, we have pretty much like 40 pitchers or so, maybe more than that. And I just, you know, asking a lot of questions, how I can just manage a lot of guys and, you know, also, how did he manage the situation over here at the complex? So he helped me a lot so far, yeah.
Since you've been with the organization for 10 years, how has the talent changed? Is it better now? Is it the same? Is it similar? How would you describe it?
I mean, every year is different. Every year is different. I mean, but I can say that, I mean, if you compare, I mean, 10 years, for now, I think, I mean, we have so much talent right now than before. I mean, I don't say that before we don't have it. Just like, I mean, right now, those guys, I mean, when we sign, I think the scouting has been doing a really great job. I mean, really nice job, you know, finding out good arms and more than good pitchers, they find a lot of really good human beings. So that's easy to work with, you know.
How important is that, the personality, the willingness to work along with the talent?
Yeah, I think it's a huge, and I think it's great. It's a good point, you know, because that make our life easier, you know, because it's something that we can just, you know, have a really conversation with somebody that's had a good personality and so a little bit of open-minded. So that's easy to work with guys like that. And like I said, I mean, the scouting, they've been doing a really nice job doing that. I'm finding those guys to help, you know, the organization. And also we're just trying to just follow what they've been doing, the pitchers been doing, and just help them to get better and go to the next level.
The Rays have these, I guess you would call them camps for the pitchers before spring training. How important is that for you? And how important is that for the young pitchers?
Very important. I mean, know those guys as much as we can. That's the most important thing, you know, trying to get as much details as possible to help them, you know, trying to get data from them. And also, you know, it's a big opportunity for them to, you know, come for the camps to get better, which is the most important thing. Help those guys to get better every day.
And as you get started for this new role, what are you most excited about?
Well, everything. Just like, you know, right now we had a lot of meetings and a lot of information, which is great. I mean, in November was kind of, you know, like, what am I doing? I don't understand what to do because a lot of information. But now I feel more comfortable and I can breathe. But before I can even breathe, like, I don't get it. But right now, like I said, it's a huge moment to grow as a person, as a coordinator, trying to, you know, accomplish a lot of things that I really need to do to help the pitchers, trying to be as organized to help the other coordinators and the team to help the pitchers as much as I can.
That's Alberto Bastardo, and special thanks to him and all the guests on the show today. Now Durham manager Michael Johns, Blake Butera, co-field coordinator, Jared Sandberg, outfield and base running coordinator, and Jim Paddock, one of the Rays' minor league pitching coordinators. Again, a full list of changes in the Rays minor league system on our blog, raysradio.moblogs.com. Plus, we'll have other stories and analysis there as things developed as we move closer to the start of spring training. On an upcoming podcast, we're going to chat with members of the Rays organization that are participating in the World Baseball Classic. Can you believe there are 10 of them? That doesn't even include the players. And you'll hear from many of them on an upcoming podcast. Thanks so much for listening. We will chat with you soon.